Social Security's actuaries say that if we reform it, we could save $4.6 trillion. I offered up a reform that would save $9.6 trillion. And so there are ways that we could actually do something that would capture the imagination of the American people and fix it. And imagine a 22-year-old college kid who's typically voting for Democrats who says, well, I'm never going to get Social Security anyway, actually saying, well, wow, Republicans fix this for me. You know?
Yeah. And now the question is, will, as you look at this short-term extension, are Democrats and President Obama serious about the, and this is what you told us about last week, comprehensive entitlement reform?
Well, I think some of them are. And remember, what you need here is some people in the Congress to prevail. You need 218 votes, and that could be a mix of both sides. There certainly are I've had a lot of conversations lately on Social Security where many Democrats have said to me that they want to fix it. Now, you know, in Paul's op-ed, he talked about asking federal employees to contribute more yep. to their own retirement. I think that that's a non-starter for the Dems, just to be honest with you. I don't see them doing it, and I'll tell you why. Because federal pay has been frozen for 4 years now, and they're not going to say, well, we're not going to freeze their pay and make them pay more for their own retirement plan.
Okay.
I just don't see that as a very strong negotiating point. But these other options on Medicare, these are big numbers. I mean, this gets to be really, really big when you start looking at the out years.
I have a question from a listener that I want to throw by you. I got this shortly before we came, well, before I came on the air at 8:30. Can you please tell me if this is true? The government default would not result in the government, quote unquote, not paying its bills. The government has enough daily income from taxes and other fees to cover the payments. It only stops the government from incurring new debt and affects our credit for future debt.
It's not even remotely close.
Okay.
We had deficit spending of about $700 billion this year. It was $1.5 trillion or so when I came into Congress, so it's been cut in half. But if you have a deficit of $700 billion, what is that? That equals, what, $57 or $60 billion a month?
Mm-hmm.
That's the shortfall. That's how many bills won't get paid.
Okay.
And so it would be a real, real problem. And the other thing is, by October 17th, when we actually hit the debt limit, the Treasury is telling us the actual cash on hand will only be about $2 billion left. So they've exhausted everything. And then there are, you know, you've got Social Security payments that need to be made in the middle of the month, Medicare payments that got to be made, and then you also have to renew bonds and everything. It would be a real, it'd be a nightmare. I just don't see how you can go past it.
All right. I asked Reed another question, which we'll get to in 5 minutes. But he already said something pretty stunning in there, and I want you to hear the rest of this. We'll get to it if we have to after 10:30, actually. We'll see how it works out. 10:23.